Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
8 years ago, I started the year 2015 with a Facebook post that said that I was going to finally write my wedding book. And as happens with most of these New Year's resolutions, it fell on deaf ears, including mine. If you've known me for that long, then you'll know the book just absolutely never happened. In fact, I'd never really put more than a blog post down. Lots of weddings happened, lots of travel, 2 children, our beautiful kids, Luna and Goldie. We might have got a bit of pandemic. And most recently, a couple of tacos in Mexico. But I've got a fire inside of me I can't put out. So this year is the year. I've asked for help for writing a book from some friends. And now it's happening. I've even written an introduction. And I'd love to read it to you now. Here's the first chapter, the introduction. Enjoy. People who say there's no God, or even if you believe there is one, that they would have no sense of humour, would be evangelised if they found out how many times that I, a marriage celebrant, had been seated next to vocal anti-marriage activists on long-haul flights. It's gone past happy coincidence to my being almost sure that there is a cosmic force at play in my frequent flyer account. I'm one of those annoying guys who says hello when you take the seat next to me. And if on the off chance that you're also the same type of socially annoying person who engages in pleasantries in public, then we'll almost always get to the stage in the conversation, in between, you know, directions from air crew and other passengers interrupting, where I divulge that I'm flying somewhere appreciably impressive for someone's wedding, and I am their wedding celebrant. The common reply is that they don't believe in marriage, you see. It's not necessary. And then they go on to tell me how some unlucky human has been stuck to their side for the last 5, 10 or 30 years and how they've just never gotten married. If I'm feeling a little bit cheeky and if I'd like to regain my quiet time on the flight after the pleasantries, I'll reply with my pre-baked zinger. Mate, according to the law, you basically are married. You just never got a wedding. You see, this is the big unknown about marriage. You actually don't need a wedding to get married. But you can't have one and not be. And thanks to de facto relationships being in the law, many of these people are mostly married. They just missed out on the most beautiful part of getting married, a wedding. A beautiful thing about hosting a wedding is that, unlike my friend in seat 4B, is that when you gather your people together, you and your favourite human have the opportunity to broadcast to the world, as you know it, that this is who you are. And when people like you marry, this is how you do it. You can telegraph your worldviews, values and beliefs to the friends and family you hold closest, leaving no doubt as to what your future looks like. That's the thing that's been missed in weddings in modern society. A wedding isn't a place to do the right thing and keep up with the Joneses. A wedding is a statement. Thanks for the upbringing, family. Thanks for the good times, friends. But despite, or perhaps even because of, that, today we are proud to pronounce that this is who we are. Please deal with it. Insert gif of Shiba in a dog and the sunglasses falling onto its face. Cool gif. That's how a rebel gets married, with intent and purpose. Nothing happens at a rebel's wedding without them having decided on it as a couple, and everything that does happen has a reason to exist. You don't get a wedding photographer because some checklist somewhere said you should book a wedding photographer 6 to 18 months out from your wedding. You get a wedding photographer because you love their work, and you want to document your wedding like that. This kind of thinking can result in chaos, be warned. You might end up having a wedding on a Tuesday and Tom from work might possibly be uninvited. It's possible that your mum might make a weird face as she finds out your plans, and it's highly likely that your best friend is going to stage an intervention when they find out the intricacies. But you're going to have the best damn wedding two people like you could ever have. As Zeus almost wrote, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know. And you are the two who will decide where to go. Welcome to the club, Rebel. You're getting married, and you get to decide where to go. This wedding is going to be awesome. So that's it. That's the introduction. What do you think I should cover in the book? Let me know in the comments. Subscribe with your email to see me work this out in public. Click the little sign up button below. I'll see you soon.
Find the rest of The Rebel's Guide at the website www.therebels.guide and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it, which is weird because you're still listening.